forgot what I just said.
Yeah. Well, I asked you, are you good to post?
Oh, yeah.
What day do you want to post?
Yep. On Wednesday. Or no, we do it on Wednesday. Like, make it on Wednesday, and then on Friday we post it. So then, like, on Thursday, you can
edit
it.
All right. Guys, we are back. I know. It's nice to listen to the music again. Let's let the music ride for a second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Man, I've missed that music.
I know. I have missed the music too. Jeez, babe. So much has changed.
So much.
In the world since the last time we recorded. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Daddy Daughter Podcast. This is episode 1 of season 2.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah, we're doing it again. It's
not that we stopped.
We
took a break.
Yeah, say more on that.
So we really, like, we made a deal that we were going to, so when, at the end of season 1, mm-hmm. so episode 10,
yeah,
we said that, I don't know if we actually said it, but we made a deal with each other that we were going to take a month off of recording.
Yeah.
Until the next season.
Yep.
It definitely was longer than a month. Because
by like a couple weeks, maybe.
Probably. But also, like, we didn't do it because we didn't want to.
Yeah.
But mostly because the whole world changed.
Yeah.
And, like, we were just trying to adjust to that, you know, and just figure out what we need to do to stay safe.
Yeah.
Figure out how to adapt to this.
Yeah, this new reality.
Yeah.
So, you know, the crazy thing about a podcast is that people could listen at any time in
any place,
and in the future, you know, and one day you and I will listen to this in the future. And that's one thing that I think has been special about this project is that we get to listen in the future to our past selves talking and communicating. The whole world has changed. There has been a global, we are in the middle of a global pandemic. When I say in the middle, I mean literally in the middle. They're trying to determine if in Chicago we've hit a peak. And COVID-19 has gone from being a story that was kind of at the back of my mind. I remember paying attention to it when I first saw that they had quarantined a ship.
Mm-hmm.
A cruise ship, and kept all 600 people on the ship because of this crazy infectious disease that had started to spread. And I remember hearing it then, and I believe that was December of 2019, like towards the end of the year. And then January, you know, you start hearing some things about it. And then February, you're really starting to hear some things about it. And then I'll probably never forget March 14th. San Fran had already closed down, gone to a shelter-in-place order, and I just knew it was a matter of time before we did. And I believe March 14th was the first day that Chicago was on a shelter-at-home or stay-at-home order. So anyways, the whole world has changed in the amount of time that we've been on break, and here we are back. And so I just wanted to get us back in this space. You know, one thing that I think is really important to point out is that just we have this space created to talk, but you and me have been in better communication than we've ever been before in our lives. And even like prior to and since we've done the podcast, I think our communication has improved. But man, so much has changed and so much about our lives has changed, and our communication has just had to like even kick it up a notch, you know? Because now we're in a, you know, 2-bedroom apartment for, you know, five out of 7 days. Mm-hmm. That you're here, I'm here for 7 days. But so much has changed. So much is different, you know. When I used to have you, I mean, what school looked like. I mean, everything has changed. And so I just wanted to start off season 2. First of all, you know that I love talking to you. You know that I, like, it makes my day There have been projects that I've started that just don't carry the same, I don't have the same tenacity for them, because there's just something special to being able to take time and talk with you. And so, real quick, I just want to say a quick thank you to anyone out there that has participated in the past, where they have gotten us equipment or helped us with this podcast in any sort of way. There's a lot of people that, you know who you are, but if you've gotten us any piece of equipment for this podcast, or microphones, or cradles, or I can't ever think of the name of this focus right piece of equipment that Tim and Sophia got us, but like anyone that's ever participated, if you ever watched, if you ever shared, if you ever encouraged us, I just think it's incredible that this equipment has been used for so much more than just the Daddy Daughter podcast to date. Mm-hmm. I have done projects for other ministries, and Lasse being one of those. I have done projects for Soul City with this equipment. I have done my own kind of stuff, whereas I've done like kind of a daily check-in type situation where I was like checking in every day or every other day or whatever it was, and I was recording. And I've used this equipment for that. So thank you guys if you've participated in any of it. This equipment has been used, I don't know, to spread the love of God, like honestly, far beyond even this podcast. And I think it's done some pretty incredible things there.
So. Yeah. Thank you to everyone who's shared or listened, done anything to support this podcast and support us as a family and even as a community now.
Yeah.
I feel like more than ever, people are going to need some good news in their lives, and just really anything and everything helps.
Yeah.
And it has helped us, and I'm just really grateful. We both are very grateful for everyone.
Yeah.
Totally. Who's supported us, and also when you just mentioned the daily check-in.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I realized that, like, you kind of stopped doing that. I never asked, but I realized that you stopped doing it.
Yep. Yeah. A couple of reasons. A couple of things. One of them was I try to do things with, like, always having, like, a higher, like, principle in place, right? So if I'm doing something, I want to make sure that I'm doing it for the right reasons, and I want to make sure I'm checking in with myself regularly to make sure it's the right reasons. And sometimes it's hard because you'll have this great idea and like, yeah, you're going to run with it, and every day I'm going to do this thing. And then you start to realize that that thing is becoming more, is not filling you up the way that you had hoped. Now, if we were not in the middle of a global pandemic, and I was producing and I was going live every single night at 6 p.m., you know, I think that's hard to do anything every single night at a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. It's hard to prepare to talk about it. It's hard to have the right things to say. It's hard to be motivated for it. It's hard to be in the middle of a storm and be like, hey, I'm not in the middle of a storm. You know, like everything's great. So that's already hard, right? You add the fact that we are in the middle of a global pandemic. Nothing is the same. Nothing is. I have had to respond to so many things on so many different fronts that I do think that the idea behind it was great. It was, you know, great idea. Check in, getting scripture, you know, every day. And that has still stayed the same. I still get in scripture and study the scripture every single day.
Yeah.
I just don't get on and share it every single day because as my job has shifted, I mean, as facilities, you know, on the facilities team at Soul City, and as my job has shifted, it has required a lot more engagement and a lot more, just a different, like a lot more time spent pouring out, if that makes any sense. So it's a lot more. So, you know, I used to be able to, if I went to work, I could go and kind of, you know, put on my AirPods and listen and praise and worship, or listen to a message from some, you know, from somewhere, or from our church or from another church, or I could fill myself up while I was working kind of. And now my job has just shifted a little bit, and I love it. Don't get me wrong, but my job has shifted to more pouring out regularly and more often and all day. So I've gotten into the habit of meeting with different people on Zoom calls every day or in some sort of rhythm, like trying to like check in with people, make sure if people are good. And so a lot more of that has been Bible-centered, Bible-focused. And so because of that, I didn't want to be kind of just continuously pouring out. Also, as the world has changed, so many different things have changed. The Zoom calls and Zoom chickens and meetings and surprise Zoom parties and all that kind of stuff. So actually on Mondays now, I'm actually in a group to get filled up called Wholehearted Living. On Tuesdays, I'm going to be leading a small group. And then Wednesdays, you have small groups. So I use that time to check in with my friends. So it's weird that we have more time, but then more of that time is actually asked for and requested. Yeah. But I also think that's very important. You know, as we've gotten into a season where we can't interact with people, get hugs, it's been more important to like make that space, you know, have coffee with somebody at 8:30 in the morning and just be like, yo, what up? You good? How you doing? You feeling all right? You know what I'm saying? How you doing? How can I pray for you? And so it's been an interesting kind of shift, but that's the reason why some of that stuff has stopped. It's not because the overlying idea was to get in the scripture more has changed. It's just that I started to become pretty exhausted. And I wanted to make sure that, you know, as I'm trying to hold it all together for you and me and your mom and my family and, you know, and just try to kind of do that. Like as I'm doing that, I just want to make sure I'm staying healthy. I also started therapy in the last few weeks, which you've heard me, talk about, just to make sure I have a place where I can say like, you know, anything goes. I can say exactly what's on my mind always. I don't have to think about like if a kid's listening or, you know, if I should or shouldn't say it or if that's the right thing to do according to what God wants me to do. I can just say, here's exactly where I am and here's what I got and, you know, talk through some things. So that's the reason for that. And so I don't mean to ramble on about that, but I think it's been pretty important. I feel like I felt a little bit of guilt around that I haven't done that. Because I do know that that was important and special to some people. But yeah, I've just been kind of, I've been trying to make sure that I don't get spread too thin and then I stay healthy. And if anything, I've wanted the goal that I have set in the world for you and for me is to thrive through this tragedy, to get better, for us to figure out how we can get better, how we can get in better rhythms, how we can learn more, how we can tell me about what we're doing every week with you or what you have to do every day, as part of like your rhythm, you know, in addition to back to school now.
Yeah. So for spring break, you made a list of things I need to, not things, but, kind of just a list of, things to do. Mm-hmm. But not specific things, like it could be anything. Yep. For example, like the things that it says on my mirror in my room is create, encourage, learn, and clean something every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether like, learn, for example, like creating something, if it's painting on a Polaroid, like a little Polaroid picture, that I would check that off for the day.
Yeah.
And then if it's cleaning something, vacuuming the carpets, you know, just doing one of those things and encouraging someone, like letting like a group chat know everything's going to be okay and that I'm here for them. And you made that for spring break, but now I'm going to do it for like since I'm back to school.
Yeah.
Last week was spring break. Now I'm back to school.
Yep.
Today is my first day back.
Yep.
And I have created something today.
Yep.
I have not cleaned something. I've learned something because I went to school today or virtual classes today.
Mm-hmm.
Then I haven't encouraged someone, so I still have to clean and encourage someone today.
Yeah. You can encourage someone right now. Do you think about it? Think of anybody that you want to encourage?
Probably like.
Just oh wait, I'll give you a hint. Maybe if you want it, would you create? What'd you create today?
Oh, I made a card for someone.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a little surprise for their birthday.
Yeah. This will not air before that, so we can talk about it.
Okay.
This will air after that.
So I made a birthday card for my mom.
Yep.
And also I'm giving her one of her favorite paintings that I made.
Yeah.
And I had like a little birthday message on the back for her.
Yeah.
And so I created that today. And then today I had virtual class, so I learned a couple things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I still have to clean and encourage somebody, but probably like... For encouraging someone, probably that, like, since we're in such, like, a different space or area in our lives, everybody's, like, it's not just one person. It's not just one community. It's not just one city.
Yeah.
Like, every single person on the earth knows about this and is experiencing this right now.
Yeah.
Even if they don't have any cases in that city or country, wherever.
Yeah.
Everybody's still going through this and everybody's in this together. And so, like, that, but we're still here, like, people are still there for you, even though you're not able to, like, be with them in that moment, you know, like, be with them in person, you know, it could be on a Zoom call, on a FaceTime call, a regular call.
Yeah.
But, like, we're all in this together, and people are still here for you, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, everybody's experiencing this. It's really hard. I know I'm an extrovert. I love to be with my friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's still really hard because there's two birthdays of my best friends coming up. I'm not going to be able to spend that with them.
Mm-hmm.
And if this goes long enough, like, if this quarantine thing goes long enough, I'll not miss my birthday. Just I wouldn't be able to have... friends over.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty hard for me.
Yeah.
Not being able to be with my friends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And just being like cooped up at home, not being able to go, like not being able to have the option to go outside. Cause you can't just go to the park if you want to. Parks are closed off. Beaches are closed off.
Yeah.
Everything is closed down except for like grocery stores. But I wouldn't just go to the grocery store for fun, you
right?
know?
If anything, I'm trying to keep you out of the grocery stores and go on the mission by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just been really hard, and I know a lot of people are dealing with things and have been ever since this quarantine.
Yeah.
Or this virus, but we're on this together, and people are still here for you and here for anybody listening.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're not alone. If there's anyone out there that feels like they're alone right now, I mean, I will just open it up and say you're more than welcome to shoot me a text or a call or whatever. I don't even care where you are, who you are. But my number is 850-321-3629. If you just need a friend, you can. Absolutely. And Hannah, thank you for encouraging that part right now. That's all from you.
Also, another thing. I don't know if you wrote it down in like a notebook or something like that, but you were, I can't remember what you were doing. I was sitting on the couch. You're there.
Yeah.
And I think you were over there. Yeah. You were doing your work over there. Cause you had like a little, not office, but
little area.
At first you had your office in there and now it's in your bedroom, but you were sitting right there and then you got up really suddenly. And I was like what happened? And then you went over to the whiteboard. We have it, like, right next to our...
living room.
Yeah, right next to our living room. And you put lonely, not alone.
Oh, yeah. Alone, not lonely, yeah.
Alone, not... Was it?
I think alone, not lonely, yeah. Maybe?
Alone, not lonely. No, I think it was lonely, not alone. Because that would make...
Oh, lonely, not alone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. This thing has definitely perpetuated a lot of that feeling of loneliness with disconnection. And here's the thing. Here's what I think has been incredible. And here's what hopefully this does. Anytime that I do actually get on and record or anytime that I do anything that actually is received by people as positive or some sort of encouragement. I think that we are just having to, and we are in a state, in a place where we have to rethink what connection looks like. And some of those need to be recreated. Some of those connections need to be recreated. If a connection existed because you saw that person at work and now you don't see that person at work, you just need to think of a way to recreate that connection. You know, there's so, and I think that everyone needs that. I think everyone needs to be able to kind of think through what that looks like for you. You know, you're right now, you're on Zoom. You've never been on Zoom before. You're on GroupMe. You've never been on GroupMe before.
Yeah, I have.
You've been on GroupMe?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But sporadically, like 4 years ago when you were in the family group text that we had, that doesn't even exist anymore. But my point is, there's different things now. If I say, hey, how do you communicate with your Soul City students, crew, the whole crew? Where do y'all communicate?
GroupMe.
Yeah. You didn't have it before. If you guys are all going to watch a movie together and sit at home and have a movie night, where are you going to watch that? What platform are you going to watch that on?
Netflix Party.
Netflix Party.
I've never heard of that before. Like, that was like,
I still haven't, don't even know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. I know that you've told me about it and you've used my Netflix login before, but you know, so there's just different ways. There's so many different things. There's so many different options out there for different connections, reconnection, that, you know, it's just been really important. And one of those things, like, if you know, that's part of like what it kind of gets me fired up. And one of the things that I try to put a lot of energy into in a week is think about those connections that I had and try to reestablish those connections.
Yeah.
A lot of those people might be folks that like Emma, right? From the cafe. The one that best dressed. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So your friend. So Hannah had a friend in a cafe. Her name is Emma. Emma Lyons. And she's at, and her husband Jacob, they both work in the cafe. And so it's like, I used to see them in the cafe. I used to see them at Soul City on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, or, and anything that was volunteer, you know, based. You know, Katie Stearns, Rick K, you know what I'm saying? Like people that I know that I have like a habit of rhythm of seeing at church specifically. Like, I gotta reestablish those connections. I gotta be like, all right, how do I connect with them? How do I? And so me, Emma and Jacob had Zoom coffee last week. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, we just got to think of different ways to keep some of these connections alive. And you have no idea how important that is. That has become more important than ever. I think that something also that has been a kind of a good rhythm, and I am blessed to feel like I've had this practice before this situation, is if someone comes to my mind, I try to text that person right away, because otherwise I'm going to forget. And God only knows why God put that person on your mind that moment, why you thought about that person, why you're thinking about that person. And, you know, yeah. I don't know, like, that you'd be surprised if you can just get into a practice. So I know that you and I have talked about the encouraging part, encouraging someone every day. And it seems like, and I kind of feel that when I talk to you, it feels or seems like a daunting task. Out of all the things that I tell you, it's probably easier for you to be like, yeah, I'll just do the dishes. I'll just vacuum the floor. I know you have a defined, that has a very clear definition to you in your mind. What does it mean to clean something? And it's not something that you're supposed to do every day. It's something extra in addition to it that helps to maintain the cleanliness of this household that we're trapped in every day, right? That's a clear definition. But to encourage someone, maybe we should find a different definition. Maybe it should just be anybody that crosses your mind in a day, to reach out to them and just say, hey, you'd be surprised at how valuable and how encouraging that is to a person.
Just saying, hey.
It doesn't have to be as much as, it doesn't have to be as trumped up as you might feel like it should be. It doesn't have to be as big as it's gigantic. Encouraging someone can just be as simple as saying hi, acknowledging them, seeing them. Like, yo, I just thought of you. I just wanted to say hi. And what was really incredible to watch last week when you were going through the first, you know, we did this, we started this thing because I'm like, on Monday morning, last Monday, I found out, by the way, bad dad moment. I found out that you had spring break the day before you started spring break, or a couple of days before max. I think Saturday I might have found out, or Sunday. Oh, yeah, I don't have school tomorrow. And I'm like, what? you've been in the house for 2 weeks. You don't have school tomorrow. You don't even have anything to do tomorrow. Like, we just finished getting into this rhythm. We had this, remember, I printed the whole spreadsheet and it said science at this time and this time and this time and this thing and this thing. And then now we don't have school. And I was like, oh my gosh. And so I woke up that morning and I was like, you know what? You know, I still got a full week. She's going to still have things to do. And we're going to create an objective list. And it's going to be something to contribute to this house. And that's what I called clean. Something to encourage people. Something to learn, right? And then something to create. Because I know that how much you love it. So, anyways, all that being said, we actually had a totally different topic for today. And just to talk about the highs and lows so far of the quarantine.
Oh, I got one.
And then what's harder and what's easier. So I'm going to let you talk, and I want you to go through your highs,
okay,
your low,
yeah,
what's harder than you thought,
uh-huh,
and easier than you thought, okay, and then I'll go.
All right, so I think one of the first things that's probably been the best about quarantine is that probably that I'm talking to people more than I've ever had,
yeah,
like my grandma.
Yeah.
Like, I've been talking to my grandma more than I ever have.
Yeah.
I probably used to talk to her, like, what, twice a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I talk to her pretty much, like, every day.
Yeah.
If it's text, if it's call.
Yeah.
Like, I text her every day, yeah, and I love it. And yeah, I'm so happy that I am.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's listening right now. So, hi, Grandma, I love you.
Yeah, exactly. You know she is. Anything you do.
Yeah. Love you, Grandma.
Yeah. Love you, Mom.
But also, yeah, I've just been talking to people I haven't talked to either in a while or not as much as I want to.
Yeah.
And I know after this quarantine, I'm going to be talking to my grandma daily now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I want to keep that rhythm with talking to people who I might not talk to every day.
Yeah.
Like, I started also talking to one of my, like, really good friends that I don't really see a lot in general,
mm-hmm,
but I used to see him in students or at church a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, they recently just got a car, and like a new car, so they have been coming to church more often.
Yeah.
And now since church is canceled, not forever, but
yeah,
until
large group gatherings
yep, are canceled,
yep,
I'm not going to be able to see him or her or his sister.
Yeah.
And that really sucks.
Yeah.
But I've been talking to him more. Like, I didn't really talk to him as much,
yeah,
but now I feel like the quarantine has almost gotten us closer as well.
Totally. I totally agree.
But I also really like talking to my students group.
Mm-hmm.
That's been really, really fun. We do movie nights on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm going to be watching a movie.
Yep.
And
you're just thinking through the schedule. That's something. What just happened to you right now, you thinking about the schedule and where you're going to be and exactly what time, is one of the harder parts for me. Just so you know, I'm going to mark that as the thing that's harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But the management of time in a very seemingly open, wide open day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been really hard.
Yeah.
And
okay, sorry, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
That's fine.
So you're still on what's better.
Yeah, I've been talking to my students or group highs more. Or like people I never talked to in my students group.
Yeah.
But the movie nights have been fun. And then on Wednesdays, we do a fun game, mm-hmm, in small group on Zoom.
Yep.
And then we watch this video about like scripture and stuff like that and talk about it. And yeah, just really talk about the scripture and what the video means.
Yeah. So what's been... That's one of your highs. What are some of your highs? What are some of the lows?
Probably that school has been really, like, difficult to get used to.
Yeah.
It's not been difficult itself.
Yeah.
Just the fact that we're not in school, but still doing school has been really hard to get used to. Like,
yeah.
I, like, this morning, I got up and like went to my closet and started to get ready for school.
Really?
Like I was going to school, but wow. I wasn't.
Yeah.
Like I still have to get ready. I still have to look presentable because if I have my video screen on,
yeah.
people can see me yeah. and I don't want to look like busted. I just woke up.
Right.
So I guess it was kind of good that I got ready or started to get dressed, yeah. but then, I was pretty much still in my pajamas. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so just getting used to school has been really hard and getting used to the fact that, like I said, I don't have the option to go outside if I want to
yeah.
or like go out of the house.
Yeah.
You know, like we've still been getting outside just a couple minutes ago, before, like when we came in, we went outside and I was skateboarding down our alley.
Yeah.
And Gracie met a new dog.
Yeah.
And so that was really fun.
That was.
But we just go either to the big yard across our house mm-hmm. or like right next to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice to have those because Gracie's our dog, by the way, if nobody knows.
Yeah.
But Gracie can like run around and still get some air and stretch her legs, and same with us, you know.
Yeah.
But we're still getting fresh air, but just not having the option to go anywhere we want. Like if we just think we need something and we go to Target, you know, we can't do that. Mm-hmm. We need to go if it's something essential, like if you need a prescription for something.
Yep.
Or like if we need groceries, like if we're running low on groceries.
Yeah. It's kind of qualified. It's kind of put a lot of that into a better frame, right? More definition. Yeah. Identify what needs are more clearly, what wants are more clearly.
Yep.
You know, more intentional about trips and safety and, you know, all those kind of things. That's been interesting. So what do you think has been harder than you thought? And then the last one was easier than you thought. So we'll end on a high note. Well, for you, and I'm going to go.
Mm.
I can go with my high.
Wait, can you repeat the question?
Yeah. The something that has been, so you talked about your high, you talked about your low,
yep.
kind of. And then, so what's something that's been easier than you thought and something that's harder than you thought in this season?
I'm going to switch that.
Sure.
I'm going to do something that was harder before this and is easier now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So actually recording, I feel like doing this was harder before because I was comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
Just I wasn't as comfortable.
Sure. And
just today I felt like really confident and comfortable with like talking because mm-hmm. you know how I get really self-conscious about like my voice, like, oh, I hate my voice in this recording.
Yeah.
And like nobody cares about how my voice sounds. No. It's only me, you know.
No, if anything, they all love it, by the way. Seriously.
But I recording, it wasn't necessarily hard.
Yeah.
It was just difficult for me to get over the fact that other people are listening to our conversation, you know, because that's a bit hard to get used to.
Yep.
Because I've never really done that. Like, this is my first experience.
Yeah.
Like, hearing my voice.
Yep.
On something that's actually being posted to like the whole entire world.
Yeah. And if you haven't ever, you didn't have a chance to listen to anything in season one, a very reoccurring theme is me and Hannah talk like this. Like, we talk like this all the time.
Yeah.
And we don't record it all the time, but this isn't a podcast that started and we started talking like it. So if you're listening and you're a parent and you're like, you know what, I think that Hannah and I have a pretty open relationship, and there's always room for improvement and always room to improve things and to get better, and we have a long way to go with improving and communicating and all those things.
Yeah.
But if you are thinking, hey, you know what, this is something that I'd like to be able to have an open dialogue with my kid about, you know, highs, lows, insecurities, you know, those kind of things. One thing that I would encourage you to do as a parent is just to start. Just start talking, start listening. And to be honest with your parents, start listening more. That's something that I can tell you that it takes practice to get to a point where both parent and kid are are comfortable mm-hmm. communicating their highs and their lows and their insecurities and stuff like that to yeah. each other. I think that just for adults in general, it's hard for us to do that. We've got so many preconceived notions about, about all those things. So parents, I would just say, you know, make sure if make sure you're doing your work so you can do your work with your kid. And I know that, oh my gosh, Christy is going to like, when she hears me say that, she's going to be like, I knew it. My friend Christy is the reason why is like specifically, right. She's the one that kind of pushed me over the edge to starting therapy. She's a therapist at Soul City. And then just our whole culture, just our whole, everything that we do at work is about doing our work and making sure you're responsible for yourself. All things that have been, you know, completely checked into and I think pretty accountable for in the last 8 years, or so, but it's just kind of been one of those things, one thing after another, where it's just like, yeah. it's so important to do your work and take care of yourself. And so that I can do a better job of taking care of you, communicating with you. And so parents, if this is something that you want, you know, to have with your kid, I just encourage to start somewhere, baby steps. It's not going to be like, you're not going to have like this wide open conversation first if you don't have that already kind of built, but start talking to your kids, start listening to your kids, start even having the conversation. Just what's the high and the low point of your day? Like right now these kids are going through it just like we are, and their whole world is being redefined by this thing that's happening. What their sense of normal is going to be completely different than the sense of normal that you have as a parent right now that exists in your mind, something to compare it to. There's a lot going on. So I would just, that's my, you know, PSA to parents and kids. If there's a kid out there listening that wants to do a better job of communicating with their parent, I just encourage them to start. So sorry, kid, you said, so this used to be harder. Now it's easier. Mm-hmm. So what's something that is actually harder about this season than you would have thought it would be?
I think one thing actually, like, I know I've said, I have been talking to people more than I used to. Mm-hmm. I feel like communicating to others, like who I'm not that close with, mm. I feel like just reaching out to people.
Getting outside of your bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, talking to people who I don't really talk to, yeah. whether it's someone from my students group or someone from my girls group, my girls small group, my friends,
yeah.
you know, like if it's someone in my school group chat
yeah.
who I never talk to, you know, just like you said, getting out of my bubble or getting out of my comfort zone, mm-hmm. like talking to more people or different
yeah.
people.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is a really good one. And I think I'm going to pick it up and piggyback on that one. That's probably the thing that's been harder. That's been one of the hardest things for me as well, is there are typically, you know, in your day, there are just people that you run into. And so they're on your radar just because they've been on you've seen them. Right. And if there's someone that has been and I try to check on people pretty regularly, and it might just be I saw you on the other side of the church that made me think, hey, later on today, I'm going to check in on that person. Just see how they're doing. And that has been a hard one for me. For me, that has kind of had to be converted a little bit to like, who do I see online? Who do I, you know, I've had to look at lists of people. I've had to look at like, you know, if it was you, it might be someone like looking at a list of your classmates or someone that's in your Google Classroom, whatever, like login. I think that has been a harder thing. The thing that I have that's better, so then I'll do my high and low later after this, but the thing that's easier than I thought it was going to be was the adaptability of everybody to creativity, to the creative ways that there are now for connection, for community, for reach out. And just like, I think that has been not easier, but I think that sometimes easier is defined by the original level of difficulty. If you were to have told me, months ago, that that we would completely restructure the way that we reach out to, connect with, care for people, communicate, serve, contact, talk to, spend time with. And you were to tell me that it was all going to happen in a matter of days, in a week or weeks or a couple weeks. I don't know that I would have, I don't know that I would have believed. Oh, it's the mail. It's the mailman. So I don't know if I would have believed it. I don't know that I would have believed that it was going to be able to happen so fast, to be honest. And I think that it's been incredible. I think it's been incredible to see what God has done and is doing in the world right now. Now, you know, you want to talk about like one thing, just leveling the playing field and making sure we're all in this together for real. And we actually feel like that. And we actually are. It's been this thing. This thing has completely said, hey, you're all in this together. I can hear that. You're all in this together. 100%. You all need to get over yourselves and get it together and love each other and communicate. And I've watched that. And so I think easier to me is happening so fast and it's happening so regularly and so naturally. And there's things about it that have really restored my faith in humanity, because we really do feel like, it really does feel like we're kind of in this thing together, you know, I mean, because we are. I mean, literally, there's no other way. No one can escape it. No one can escape this reality. My high, I can't, I don't know. I don't know exactly what my high has been. I feel like I've had a lot of highs. I feel like I have had.
That's good.
Yeah, I do. I really do feel like I've had a lot of highs. I've had a lot of moments where it's like this. You know, I'll tell you probably one of the highs I can think of right now was on week two or whatever it is. When I stood right here in the kitchen, I looked at you. I said, this is the reason why I've been made. This is the reason why I'm in the world. This is what my whole life has been leading up to. And not that like it's for me, but it's like it for in one moment on one day, it all made sense. Why the things that I have had to deal with in my life have felt the way that they have been the way that they have been difficult the way that they have, the way I have an opportunity to sit with people in the uncertainty of job loss, and you know, like I still to this minute I was just moving my knee around and I was like, gosh, I should have had surgery like 3 weeks ago on my knee. I should have been started back therapy on my back, like, so I can identify with pain, you know, in a different way. And so it's just kind of a thought process that it's like, gosh, like it just feels like maybe it's for a reason, you know. For the first time in my life, like I can kind of say like, oh, all right. Because here's the thing that I think has been crazy, and this is, like I said, this is my high for this whole time, that God knew what He was doing the entire time.
Yeah,
He knew when He was putting this equipment in our hands, what we'd be talking about.
Yeah.
He knew that we'd be talking to people in the middle of it too. He knew that he knew when I was going through, you know, job loss and insecurities around that, and thinking through, you know, trying to figure out how to completely rethink how to put food on the table. He knew that I'd be in a position to talk to people about that one day. He knew that I'd be in a position to talk to people about how good He is, how big He is, how He's with us all the time. Mm-hmm. And I could say it, and I can say it talking to the mic. I can say it from a place of having been there, having gone through it. Not just like, you know, and trust me when I tell you, there's nothing, everyone's in it right now. Every single person's in it, and every single person has an opportunity to react to it, to think through it, to rely on God through it.
Yeah.
I've just done some of this stuff before. I've just had to be, I've been at the bottom of the barrel for a lot of time. You know, mm-hmm. I've gone through that nervousness, and I've seen God be on the other side of that thing.
Yeah.
And I've watched Him provide currently. Like, I've watched Him provide for you and me the other day, You know what I'm saying? I walked in. I'm like, hey, start making a list. I'm not 1,000% sure how we're going to afford. I didn't say that part. I didn't say the part that was like, I don't really know how we're going to afford this.
Yeah.
But start putting together a list of the needs and the wants, and we'll figure the thing out. And then literally I step out of your room into my room, and someone's just like, hey, I want to bless you this way. I want to take care of this thing for you. And it's like, what? Like, of course you did, God. Of course you are. Of course that's what you're doing. And so I think that's been my high. My high has just been the moments. And I'm not saying it's all the time, but it's just been the moments where I can see, oh, that's why you did that, God. That's why you let us go through that. That's why you led me to clean out that storage room. That, you know what I'm saying? And here's the reality. If I had enough money to get you a good gift for Christmas, I probably would have got you a good gift for Christmas. And I mean, and I did. There's stuff that, you know, I spent a good amount of money on the room, whatever. But the whole motivation, the whole reason for me, because I want to do something big and something special for you for Christmas. And I didn't have a ton of resources. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I couldn't get you I wanted to buy you a laptop, honestly. And I couldn't get you a laptop. I couldn't afford it. And I just, because I couldn't afford the laptop, I'm thinking of, well, what can I do? You know what I'm saying? And then it had just kind of been on my mind for years to convert that room, that bedroom, that second bedroom from storage to your bedroom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and at the same time, God gave me 5 days off in a row. And I don't remember the last time I had 5 days off for so long, because I was working at Soul City and I was full-time employee, and I don't know what 5 days off looks like. I don't know what vacation looks like. I gotta hustle all the time. But I had 5 days off where I knew that, like, you know, I was still gonna get paid for it. And then at the other end of it, I was able to clean that room out, get that whole thing together. Then people came together and contributed to getting your room together, and now you have that room together. And thank God we have that room together, because that's been like your space, and you having space in this time has been invaluable, you know. And so I think that that's my high. My high is just consistently remembering how good God's been through the whole thing,
yeah,
over the whole story, in ways that I can look back and say, gosh, God, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for, you know, getting me off my butt to clean that room. You know what I'm saying? To go through that. Now, I still got a pile of that crap in my bedroom now currently. Now, the next thing that I need God to do is motivate me to get that pile of crap out of my bedroom so I got a little bit more space in my room. But, you know, it's been so incredible for you to have that room.
Yeah.
During this time, especially. Just adore the clothes. So if you need to do some work and you need some, if you want to listen to some Ella Fitzgerald and paint, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a place for the wind to blow in, you know, and for you to have. It's just been invaluable. So thank you, God, for that. For just knowing and seeing the whole picture bigger and better for us. Those are definitely some of my highs. Now the low, I don't know. Again, I feel like I've had a few lows. I've definitely hit a few walls. There've definitely been days where I felt like every single front there is, you know, an enemy attacking, you know, whether it's like, I mean, just quite frankly, like me and your mom, like our relationship has gotten harder in this time. Like, I think we co-parent like champs, to be honest. But this whole thing, this the world changing, this whole thing has added so much more stress to her plate. I mean, she completely lost her job as a bartender. To my plate, you know, just there's been so many more things. Like, I think that because so many things have been in everybody's atmospheres, situations just at the drop of a hat just go further than they should have and could have. You know, so because of the pressure of the world, I think some of my lows have been just feeling that pressure and not really getting out of the way of the pressure and being like, God, I need you to handle this. And kind of going into Joel mode and saying, no, I want to handle it. I want to take care of it. You know, I got to take care of it. So I think that that has been, you know, some of my lows have come around, you know, the days where I can't escape it. You know, I'm in the middle of it, you know, tough conversation with your mom, and then I'm looking at bills, and then work just seems like just really harder than, you know, and then, you know, physically, because I can't work out, I feel like crap, you know what I'm saying? And I can't move because, like, I mean, my my knee pain and my back pain hasn't stopped through this whole thing.
Yeah.
I just stopped being able to get any sort of treatment and relief for it. And so it's like, so physically I'm not feeling good. Financially I'm not feeling good. You know, sometimes I'm just feeling emotionally drained, spiritually drained. But I can also tell you that I've never prayed so much in my life. I've never been in the Bible so much in my life. I've never fought harder to be closer to God any time in my whole life. So as soon as I can mention the times that I'm like, you know, that are hard, that have been hard, that have been my lows, the first thing that I can do is tell you that I'm just joyful and thankful that we do have this space. We do have a place that we can call home, that you do have a room, that there's yeah. food in the fridge and there's stuff in the cupboard. You know what I'm saying? Like I really am. It really has just being able to connect with family so much more, mm-hmm. you know, like my family group chat blows up every day, every day, every day. And we talk every day, every day, every day. And so, you know, that has just been amazing. It's been, you know, being able to have family Zoom calls with the Muellers, with the Barnes, you know, it's like those things have been important. I think that to end our time today, I want to pray over all the things that you just said. Actually, I'm going to invite you to pray, to start praying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's still doing that. I don't want to do it, but I want you to start. And what I want you to do is I just want you to, anything that comes to your mind to pray for, you can start. And then just understand it doesn't have to be the end all prayer. I'll finish. You know what I'm saying? And anything that doesn't.
Say amen at the end?
You can, or you can just stop and I'll start. Okay. If you want, but that's all. You'll start it. I'll stop it. Whatever you feel like praying, whatever comes to mind, so no pressure. So if I
say amen, the prayer's done, or are you still going to pray at the end?
If you say amen, I'll just pick it right back up.
Okay.
Because amen is just, I agree.
Yep.
It's just an agreement. You're agreeing with the prayer that you're offering to God.
Yeah.
And so I'll pick it up. Whatever happens will be fine. But just pray for whatever you feel like it. I'll pray for whatever I feel like it, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
All right.
Now I'm actually kind of excited to pray.
There you go. No pressure.
Yeah. All right. Dear God, I pray that you put your angels around every single person on this planet right now, and mm-hmm. let them know that you're here and you're here for them, and you'll always be there for them. Mm-hmm. And just keep everybody safe, and make sure everybody knows to stay safe. Mm-hmm. And I pray that every single person who's going through this, which is everyone, is able to go to you or come to you whenever they need. And mm-hmm. I feel like everybody needs you right now. And I pray for my family and my family's safety. Mm-hmm. And I pray for anybody listening, and I pray that you just keep everybody safe, everybody, yeah. and just be there and let them know that they are able to go to you and let them know that they're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that you let me and my mom have a great birthday mm-hmm. for her tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be great,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I pray for that. And I pray that you just put your angels around everybody. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Lord, we are thanking you for that. We're thanking you for the prayers that you've put in the mouth of my child. Gosh, you're so good. From the time that she was a thought, from the time that she was in her mother's womb, you've been with her. and you've guided her and you've protected her and you've grown her. And for that, Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for everything that you've done to grow and develop my little girl into the young woman that she's becoming, Lord. And thank you for being a God that's so good, that's so with us, that, you know, a 12-year-old can say, hey, God, I know you're out there, and I want to make a huge request of you. I want to make a request for you to send your angels to surround every single person on earth. And Lord, we thank you for being a God that is available to us to make those requests. And we thank you for being a God that has the power to fulfill those requests, that has the power to send legions of angels to surround each person on this planet. The power, Lord, to stop a virus dead in its tracks, for it to taper off, for it to be completely abolished, for it to stop, Lord. We know that you are a God that can move mountains, and we trust you in this season. We don't understand the season, but we trust that, Lord, that you have the power to make all things new, to bring all people back to you. And for that, we thank you, Lord. We pray that there, for the folks that are out there in the world that are hurting financially, spiritually, emotionally, and that are hurting physically because they are sick. We pray that you're with them, Lord. We pray that they know that they're not alone. I cannot echo that prayer enough, that they know that they're not alone, that you're with them, and that you'll be with them and through it to see this thing through to the other side. And we thank you for that. We thank you for that promise. And we pray, Lord, that you heal people that need your healing. We pray that you are with people that are sick in this time, that you encourage the first responders, all the folks that are on the front lines fighting, Lord, for this thing, against this thing, against this enemy. And we thank you for them. Lord, continue to provide for this family. Continue to provide for your children in this family and throughout this world. Continue to encourage your children to pray for each other and to ask for each other and ask of you what they need. We ask you, Lord, to be with us. We ask you to protect us. We ask you to guide us. We ask us to show your glory and your mercy through this season. In your Son's, in Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you for the opportunity. Amen.
Amen.
All right, we did it. Season 1, episode 2. I'm sorry. Flip it. Chicka 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 chick. Say it right then.
Season 2, episode 1.
Season 2, episode 1 of the Daddy Daughter Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, is complete. It's our longest episode so far. It's almost an hour long.
No way.
Yeah, it's been an hour. But this is it. This is how long we talk, and
yeah. We
just have had an opportunity to record it this time, so I'm thankful for it.
I have one more thing to say.
Yes, anything.
In your prayer, you were just thinking, like, first responders and nurses and doctors and stuff like that, and I just want to thank everybody again, like, all the doctors and nurses and first responders, everybody who is in the middle and dealing with this right now, if it's yourself, if it's helping somebody else. Just thank you, because that's what's helping this so much, and taking care of people when they need it most. And I just want to thank the doctors, nurses, and first responders, and everybody who is helping anybody else.
Yeah. Anybody that's essential too, you know? Yeah, grocery store people. People working at grocery stores. People working at Target, Instacart. Anybody that's helping to serve for the greater good, we thank you. And churches, geez. Churches are getting up and doing their thing. And there's just so many people. And if you are one of those first responders, or right now it's kind of that essentials and non-essentials, like non-essentials can stay home and work and essentials have to be out in the world. If you're anybody out there that's considered one of those essential people in this battle, we're just so thankful for you. Extra prayers every night for you.
Yeah.
Great point, kid. Great. I love you so much.
Love you.
You're a good kid. You really are. And it's been tough, but I wouldn't want to be stuck in a house with anybody else in the world, you know?
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
You would probably
more like honest and factual about that statement out of all the statements. Who else? Who else would I rather be stuck in the house with? No. Me and Kyle would kill each other. Well, seriously.
They wouldn't.
Within at least 6 days. Yeah, totally. We're best friends, but there's a reason why he's in D.C. and I'm not in D.C. There's a reason why we have our online nerd time together and then we get off. No, we love each other to death, but we are very similar and we would probably have a fight at some point. But
about what?
So far, you and me haven't had a fight, I don't think, have we?
No.
I mean, it's going to happen at some point, but...
But...
Like I said, nobody else in the world I would rather be locked in a house with.
Seriously. Season 2, episode 1.
Yep. That's a wrap. Way to end it. All right, kid. Love you so much.
What about the music?
It's going to play.
Okay.
It's playing right now, actually. I'm going to edit it in later.
Okay.
All right. Love you, kid.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, guys.